Well, I see my darling in each ray of summer sunlight.
Hi, I'm Steve Fatico of the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlot with Wayback Country Jamboree.
My heart would cry.
We would like to welcome y'all back here on the third and final hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show over CFR C119 FM in downtown Kingston, Ontario. We would also like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, where this program is recorded weekly. Now, I would also like to just mention that we are, of course, being heard over historic CFR C119 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City, and we can also be heard via www.cfrc.ca, where you can learn more about donating to this year's 2024 annual funding drive. Here at CFRC, which we are in the midst of until the end of December, hoping y'all can donate and help our program continue into the future, and also CFRC stay on the airwaves into the future. Now, as I welcome y'all to the third and final hour here, I would like to play a double feature by the king of country music, Roy Claxton Acuff, who will forever be remembered as the undisputed king of country music. Now, Roy sadly passed away November 23rd, 1992. That's 32 years ago. However, for years, he was always the pride of the world-famous Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. I'd also like to share that he was a true hero to many in the early days of country music. So let's remember his all-time classic here with Wabash Cannonball. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite, which was, in my opinion, his final recording, which came out in 1988, titled The Stage. With that, I would like to welcome you all to the third and final hour of this morning's program and say good morning to all my listeners.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the queen of flowing mountains to the south fell by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball. She came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, there's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Our eastern states are dandy, so people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on that Wabash Cannonball. Here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand and always be remembered round the ports of Alabama. His earthly race is over, curtains round him fall. We'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, she glides along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engineer, that lonesome hobo's call. Hear traveling through the jungles on the Wabash Cannonball.
So many years of my life revolve around the center of this grand old state. I have seen the hopefuls come and go, and I've seen a few that came and stayed. I've seen the Hall of Famers join the legends of the past, enshrined forever in their rightful place. Yet I've seen some talent turn to pride, destroyed by the glamour of the stage. I have seen a bashful mountain girl nervously await to take her bow, then watched a shining star arise once she took the stage and faced the crowd. I've heard some funny stories as I waited in the wings, and I've heard a few of tragedy and rage. I've heard tales of broken hearts put to music and delivered on the stage. This old stage is close to heaven, a place for the gathering of stars, with angels standing in the wings, waiting for a chance to sing their part. Yes, I've seen the Hall of Famers join the legends of the past, enshrined forever in their rightful place. And when the final curtain falls on me, there's no place I'd rather be than in the center of the grand old stage.
Well now, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to send us all down east to the great maritimes of eastern Canada. And as we begin the program here with the East Coast favorites on what we like to call the Atlantic Lullaby, let's start by sending out some merriest Christmas, early Christmas wishes to my dear friends Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. For them today will be an all-time mutual friend of ours from Newfoundland, Michael T. Wall, and Santa's Going Country. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite by Dick Nolan, the pride of the East Coast, and an old Christmas card. Then we'll wrap up this set to the East Coast with none other than Ellis and Wince Coles and Hey Old Santa. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody in the East. Welcome in, friends, and good morning.
There's excitement all around, 'cause the word just hit the town. Christmas Day is getting kind of near. This year, all the kids will get a thrill as he gallops down the hill in a big black cowboy hat and western gear. Left the reindeer home to feed, driving Palomino Sweet. Santa's going country this year. You'll see history made today, 'cause he's put away his sleigh. Soon you'll see a stagecoach coming near, packed away to jingle bells, ki-yi-yi-yay, he yells. Santa's going country this year. As he gallops through the stars and he strums a big guitar, you'll hear his yodel echo loud and clear. Ki-yi-yi-yay, getting close to Christmas Day. Santa's going country this year. Christmas Day, Santa's going country this year. Yes, Santa's going country this year.
Oh, last card in an old dusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn when I found it neath our first Christmas tree. You know, I don't know why I get to feeling sentimental around this time every year, but every time I see a Christmas card, I somehow can't help reminiscing about the very first Christmas you and I spent together. What a beautiful Christmas card you gave me that year. Why, I know you must have looked through thousands of cards to find that wonderful poem that still brings a tear to my eye. Well, I thrill with every word, every line. Yes, I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me if a tear among my Christmas cheer, it's a memory of an old Christmas card. Just a memory of an old Christmas card.
An old tramp no one knew came to our town one Christmas day. With a long gray beard and tattered clothes, he stumbled on his way. His few things in a kerchief hanging from a crooked stick. The kids all laughed and teasing, called him dirty old Saint Nick. Still he stumbled onward and never seemed to mind, as if he didn't hear the children jeering from behind. They were too busy laughing to see teardrops in his eyes, so they kept right on a-teasing as the old tramp softly cried. Hey, old Santa, what you got in your sack? How come someone good as you got rags upon your back? Have you had a drink today to keep away the cold? Or maybe one too many, you can't find your way back home. As they crossed the street, the old tramp turned his collar to the cold. Didn't see the speeding car skid on the icy road. But at the final moment, he threw his body prone and saved the children's lives at the same time he lost his own. The old tramp and his little sack lay broken on the street, contents of the kerchief lying scattered at their feet. The children saw a picture of a woman and a boy, and the words that read God took him home, December 65. Somehow the kids were certain it was his wife and son, and each one realized the awful thing had done. Through the frosty evening air, as the wailing sirens screamed, softly sing. Hey, old Santa, they know what's in your sack. Now it's time to take those dirty rags from off your back. For when it comes to heartaches like few have ever known, you've had one too many, now it's time you came on home. You've had one too many, now it's time you came on home.
Be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Hi friends, it's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to Bluegrass segment I like to call The Grass Is Always Bluer. Let's salute the Bluegrass pioneers of the good old days of Bluegrass music with a collection of, once again, Christmas favorites. First would be the legendary voice of Hilo Brown, who was always known for his high and then low voice. And then a classic called Christmas in the Hills. It was a big hit for him back in his recording era. Then we'll follow with another classic by the father of bluegrass music this time, William Smith Monroe, forever best known as Bill Monroe, and a classic called That's Christmas Time to Me. And then we'll wrap up with a song by Dahlia Bell. I'm not sure who does the narrating of this, but it's a man's voice, and it's going to be a classic story song titled The Last Christmas Tree. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my fans out there who like our beloved bluegrass music. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to my listeners.
Christmas time is here again. It gives my heart a thrill to hear the carols ring out once more and all the Christmas bells. Old Santa will be passing by when everything is still. I'll be going home again for Christmas in the hills. Christmas in the hills, Christmas in the hills. Mistletoe hanging all around. Holly in the window, that gives my heart a thrill. Because I know I'm going home to Christmas in the hills. See the stockings hanging there with care by the old time fireplace that's dad and mother dear. I can hear the children singing, their gay hearts are filled. Now I know I'm going home to Christmas in the hills. Christmas in the hills, Christmas in the hills. Mistletoe hanging all around. Holly in the window, that gives my heart a thrill.
It's my favorite time of year, when young hearts always gladden and the old ones filled with tears. I recall the scenes from childhood, what Christmas meant to me. I could hardly wait for Christmas to get my presents from the tree. Old Santa will be coming, he'll say, "Have you been good?" I'll answer, "I have, Santa, just like I said I would." There's candy canes and chocolate things and an angel on the tree. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, that's Christmas time to me. Thank you.
of peace on earth. Our Father who would lead us, and we pray our Christmas prayer, and we thank the Lord above that we all would gather here. Oh, Santa will be coming. He'll say, have you been good? I'll answer, I have, Santa, just like I said I would. There's candy canes and chocolate things and an angel on the tree. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, that's Christmas time to me. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, that's Christmas time to me.
I don't know where we came from. Maybe from that old pine stump over there. But there was 13 of us that stood here in a little thicket on the mountain. And every year they would come from the little cabin down by the creek and take one of us away to grace the halls at Christmas. I was more crooked than the rest. I guess that's why they always passed me by. Last year there was just two of us. They took the other one away and left me here all alone. And today, as the cold wind blowed the soft snow across the valley, I could hear voices and the barking of a dog. And I figured they was coming after me. Pretty soon, a man and a boy and girl come up the hill with their dog. The man had a big axe. The boy pointed his finger at me, and I knew that my time had come. But just as he drawed back to hit the first lick, the little girl run up and grabbed his arm and said, "No, Daddy, don't cut it down. This is our last Christmas tree. If we take it away, there won't be anything left. Why don't we come up here tonight and build up a fire and decorate it by the light? And tomorrow we can bring our presents up here and open them in the snow." So tonight is Christmas Eve. The winds quit blowing, the snow's quit falling, all is quiet and still. Once in a while I can hear a little bit of Silent Night coming from the cabin down by the creek. I'll bet I'm the only decorated pine tree standing on a hillside in all these Kamishi mountains. And tomorrow they'll bring presents and stack at my feet, and I'll be proud as a king. But underneath all this happiness, I feel very humble. For even though I've led a warped and twisted life, by the grace of the little girl, I've been spared to stand here and look out over the valley through the years. Be their last Christmas tree. But I want to think there's more to it than that. I want to feel that I've been left here as the living monument to the birthday of a man. So when you come by and look at me, think of him. And listen to the wind as it whispers through my boughs. For it tells the story of the greatest man that ever walked on this earth. Listen.
This is Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers. You listen to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, here on the Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC 101.9 FM.
They claim to me my Smoky Mountain memories.
Well, yes, friends, we're coming down on the final segments of the Way Back Country Jamboree Salute to the Wilburn Brothers. Now, I would like to play a collection of classics from the 1970s era of Teddy and Doyle's songs. These songs, to me, are more folk style than they were the hardcore country songs that the Wilburn Brothers recorded during the 50s and 60s, which shows to me that the brothers tried to change with the evolving style of country music during the 1970s. With that, let's begin in 1972 in a classic called Hard Times Have Been Here. Then we'll follow with another classic from 1972 titled The City's Going Country. We'll follow that with another classic, of course, from the mid-1970s, 1974 to be exact, and You've Still Got a Place in My Heart. And we'll wrap up with one of the last final recordings of the 1970s, and that was 1978 with a classic called Mama's Shoebox. With that, I'd like to welcome y'all into the 1970s era of the Wilburn Brothers.
Today I walked the rocky ruts made by Daddy's wagon. They led me through a clearing to a house decayed and sagging. I stood outside the doorway of the place that I call home. Hard times have been here, but they've gone. In the backyard set a chopping block, an axe, but no one chopping. On the front porch set a rocking chair, a chair that wasn't rocking. And the kitchen's old wood cook stove looked cold and all alone. Hard times have been here, but they've gone. And the shingles couldn't shed the water from the roof no more. And the rusty hinge had lost its strength. Hard times have been here, but they've gone. High up on the mantel, there was dust on Mama's Bible. And over in the meadow, Papa's plow was standing idle. It seems that everything I love is carved in marble stone. Hard times have been here, but they've gone. Hard times have been here, but they've gone. Used to plow. He turned over in his grave if he seen them
If the one you think is true ever turns his back on you, you still got a place in my heart. If every road you take proves you've made a big mistake, baby, you've still got a place in my heart. If I'm a fool to pray that you'll return someday, well then I know a million fools that love has made that way. If the years should make you cry,
milestones of mama's lifetime tucked away.
at the depot with the son who went to war, and the gold star with the letter from the White House in 44. One old clipping from the paper when our daddy passed away, and the locket he once gave her in some far off yesterday. Old report cards, graduations, one red crest and faded rose, mama's memories in a shoebox.
Hello, this is Margot from Ireland, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Wayback Country Jamboree over CFRC 101.9 FM. Keep listening for the best in country music.
Johnny Gall, I love you still the best.
Now, friends, it has come to my attention that there has been a newly released album of George Jones material released recently. Been brought out to the public in a project called The Lost Nashville Sessions. These songs, which originally were recorded for radio airplay back in the 1970s, has been released as of November 15th. With that, I should mention that they have new instrumentation to them and are, in my opinion, almost better quality than the original studio recordings, which were the hit recordings. With that mentioned, I would like to play a collection of three songs off this new project titled The Lost Nashville Sessions, a George Jones. Let's begin with Barmaid in a Honky Tonk Downstairs. Then we'll follow with the all-time classic Walk Through This World With Me. We'll wrap up with Old Brush Harbors. With that, I would like to recommend this album to anyone interested in the possum of country music, George Jones, to go out and track this album down. I imagine Amazon and different places would have it as well. Welcome in, friends. We'll be back after this.
Hungry eyes, she life I started, and an arbor by the side of the road. And each time the devil caught me, well, I remembered what they taught me, and brush arbors by the side of the road.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Way Back Country Jamboree. Have you ever had a comment or suggestion or request for this program that you listen to every weekend on Sundays from 8 to 11? Well, have you ever wondered how to contact your host, Johnny Woodlock, or co-hostess, Simbush the Wonder Husky? Well, we're inviting y'all to write us here at the ranch by snail mail. Just send your letters care of Woodlock Ranch Studios and care of Mr. Johnny Woodlock, P.O. Box 21007, that's 21007, Cornwall, Ontario, K6H7H8, Canada, or by email at waybackcountry@cfrc.ca. And we'll be sure to write y'all back. In the meantime, we'll be waiting for your letters by the mailbox, so send those letters on in. Now, back to the show.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Well, yes, once before we say so long for the Way Back Country Jamboree on this Sunday morning, I would like to pay tribute to this week's Way Back Tune of the Week. That, of course, is the one of only two Christmas-style songs that the Wilburn Brothers ever recorded, and that, of course, is a favorite among our dogs on the Woodlock Ranch. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to Santa's Pet, Tagalong, with this all-time classic from the 1960s era. And as mentioned, this also is among the only Christmas songs that Teddy and Doyle ever recorded. So with that, we'll be back following this. Send us all home. Now here's Santa's Pet, Tagalong.
There's a little dog named Tagalong. He's Santa's pride and joy. While Santa takes the presents in to every girl and boy, he guards the sleigh and eight reindeer till Santa Claus gets back. And then he's right there at his heels, a-snippin' at his pack.
With a wiggle and a jump, his tail a-thump, you'll love him from the start. Now Rin-Tin-Tin and Lassie too would like to play his part. With a wiggle and a jump, his tail a thump, looks like he'd break apart. When I shook his paw, that's when I saw how he won old Santa's heart.
The boys and girls heard Tagalong. One night he barked so loud to frighten off some hold-up men who hid behind a cloud. He bristled up and barked and filled old Santa's heart with joy. The hold-up men all ran away and didn't get one toy.
With a wiggle and a jump, his tail a thump, you love him from the start. Now Rin-Tin-Tin and Lassie too would like to play
play his part. With a wiggle and a jump, his tail a thump, looks like he'd break apart. When I shook his paw, that's when I saw how he won old Santa's heart.
If you're awake on Christmas Eve, then listen and you'll hear this little dog named Tagalong with Santa and his dear. But bright and early Christmas morn, no Tagalong is there. So children see his little tracks a-running everywhere.
With a wiggle and a jump, his tail a thump, you love him from the start. Now Rin-Tin-Tin and Lassie too would like to play his part. With a wiggle and a jump, his tail a thump, looks like he'd break apart. When I shook his paw, that's when I saw how he won old Santa's heart.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we've reached the end of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. I would like to thank each and every one of my listeners for tuning into the program once again this weekend. And as we say so long, I would also like to mention that even though the Wilburn brothers have been gone for several years now, Doyle passing in 1983, Teddy several years later in 2003, even though they are gone, and their music lives on. And however, even though that the sacred halls of the Nashville Country Music Hall of Fame have forgotten about these legends, we hope that one day they may obtain their due respect by the country music peers and Country Music Hall of Fame. However, all of us good old country music fans will forever remember them for their contribution to the music that we love and grew up listening to, especially the Wilburn Brothers program. Now, I'd like to send us all home today with a lady who the Wilburn Brothers had a lot to do with, coal miner's daughter, Miss Loretta Lynn, who they helped, yet also will leave that to the times, as much has been said over the years. Miss Loretta and Standing Room Only. Then we'll send us all home today with the Wilburn Brothers once again, and Don't Go Home Tonight Unsaved. Now, this is a live version from the Wilburn Brothers television program, so the audio is not the greatest. And anyway, I would like to remind y'all that we will be back here, same great time, same great place, 8 to 11 next weekend, next Sunday, as we welcome Wayne Rostad and our first of 100% country Christmas programming, which runs from the 1st of December right up to the end of December. So with that, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Sunday, and God bless each and every one of you till we meet again, and have a blessed week. So long, friends, and catch y'all next weekend for our first of our 4 tributes to Christmas.
Standing room only, not even room to kneel. Last night, I had an awful dream that the end of time had come. The trumpet had been sounded, and life on earth was done. An angel stood one foot on land, the other foot on sea, and as I tried to kneel and pray, a voice said unto me, "There's standing room only. It's too late now to pray. There's standing room only. This is a judgment day." People filled each church and churchyard, just as far as I could see. I heard a pitiful cry for mercy, and then I realized it was me. I saw the Savior then appear as he split the eastern sky. I saw tears of joy on a Christian's face, and I heard the sinner's cry. And as I tried to touch his hand with one last feeble plea, I cried again, have mercy, Lord, on me. I saw a tear come to his eye as he turned my soul away. I didn't know him yesterday, and he knew me not today. The earth was burning all around. The world went up in smoke. And as the flames engulfed me, thank God, I awoke. Then I got out of bed and got down on my knees. And you should have heard me pray. For in my dream I witnessed God's great judgment day.
Standing room only on God's great judgment day.
Tonight and say the altar.